All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Tom Nelson, and before we went to break, I said that I was going to give him an opportunity to talk directly to you, and Tom still goes.
Mm-hmm. No. I think that's what I want people to take away from this. My experience is your experience. We need fewer millionaires in Washington. In fact, I think that there should be no millionaires. I think that you should have people within, you know, the realm of what, you know, families earn. How, because, you know, and really simple things like banning stock trading. You know, people have clearly been abusing that, taking advantage of insider information. We need to have campaign finance reform. We need to codify Roe. We need to make sure that we need to ingrain in no uncertain terms the right to vote. All those things are under attack. And when I talked about before about, for example, Ukraine, the conflict out there is a battle between ideologies of autocracy and democracy. Well, I said that the same, I think within the same hour that the Supreme Court decision on Roe was handed down, that was signed by six people. And when you think of an autocracy, you're talking about countries that are being ruled by just one person or a couple of people. Same thing can be said with the Roe decision. Same thing can be said about a lot of the decisions that are coming down from the U.S. Supreme Court. So as we've discussed in the last hour of how are the bedrock, the foundation of our democracy at stake, and there are very obvious examples, the January 6th insurrection, what we're learning from these committee hearings, but there are also these subtle moves by the autocrats in our country, like those six individuals, okay? They're people, they're citizens, yeah, just right. Like you and I, these six individuals that have taken away a constitutional right that has been embedded in the law books, well, not necessarily all law books like Wisconsin, but has been established and reinforced by court decision after court decision, following attack by right-wing legislatures all over this country. Six people, one case, one argument did this. So many examples of how democracy is at stake. So many examples of how we have to be concerned about the future. The future, you know, not just for the here and now, but for the generations to come. Generations coming up like my Mary and George, 6 and 8 year old. What kind of country are they going to live in 10 years or 12 years? Everything from the climate crisis to the state of democracy, right to choose, on and on. You know?
You know, Tom, it's what I talk about all the time. The fight is not for you and my time. It's what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who don't have some understanding of the fact that somebody fought for us,
yeah,
that's part of what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
So you've got people who, again, now who want to say, you know, we need to drill, baby, drill. You know, never mind that it was in the pristine areas where people before us knew there was oil reserves
mm-hmm.
in this country, but wouldn't dare touch it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they knew there are people who come after us, right? Or like the Native Americans who believed wherever it was they were going to leave it better off than it was before they got there.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, we can't say that.
Right. No, because
we're not doing that.
No, and somehow we're proud of that, right? And so we need to have people who are aware of those things and aren't bought and paid for,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
People get angry with me sometimes when I talk about people who are bought and paid for. But if you don't put the people first,
mm-hmm.
I always say, money is a part of this,
right?
All of this, you can't
right.
say it's not.
Right.
You need money in order to be able to run these races. But when you get so confused in all of this that you're held accountable to the people the money people.
Right.
The money people can only vote once. All the other people are the ones who put you where you are.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's the average citizen.
That's right.
Who goes in and votes, not the people who've given you $2 or $3 million.
Right.
Well, when you are spending your time and effort and energy to appease the people who gave you $2 or $3 million, you wouldn't be in that position to deal with the lobbyists.
Right.
Well, I don't know what decision to make. The lobbyists are putting pressure on me. What are you talking about?
Right.
You wouldn't be having an opportunity to sit down with the lobbyists if it wasn't for the everyday Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't figure that out, you shouldn't be where you are. I mean, that's just how I look at it.
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, I can't. I'm getting pressure from the lobbies. I don't know what to do. You should be gone. Because
simple as that. It's a pretty simple equation, you know. And we've got to, you know, we've got to battle this assault on democracy on every possible front. And you know what? It doesn't take someone, you know, it's not just limited people who are, you know, hosting radio programs. It's not just people who are running for the United States Senate, but it's everyday folks.
Right.
People need to get involved. They need to contact their legislators. They need to do, you know, by any means necessary to assert their fundamental human rights, their constitutional rights, and also their obligation living in a democracy, that they need to strengthen the institutions, that they need to make sure that there is going to be a healthy democracy for generations to come. And you know what? Right now, we can't say that.
You know, Tom, you're traveling the state. I don't know how many different times you've traveled. Yeah, you are meeting with people who are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time they were middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden they're not anymore.
Right.
Something happened. It wasn't on them.
Right.
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 Somebody changed the game.
Right.
Somebody changed the rules.
Right.
And so all they want is a fair shot. All they want is what the nation claims it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
A free opportunity for everybody who to live a middle class lifestyle in this country.
Right.
That's one of the main tenets of our nation, right?
Right.
We know it's not there anymore.
Right.
You know, and so that's why people really have to get involved and have to make sure that they don't get caught up in the politics again. Because
and to stand up to the politricksters.
Well,
I can't believe we've gone almost an hour without saying politricksters.
We're just at a time, man, where I see people in the neighborhoods in which I live who are struggling, who are starving, who are working every day.
Yeah, they're working.
They're working.
And they're working really hard,
and they can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see others who are just pilfering the treasury.
Mm-hmm.
In
like the big CEOs and the corporations.
Yes, in a nation that's supposed to be.
And the owners of a certain professional sports team that took $250 million from the taxpayers of the state to quadruple their investment to make them another billionaire over. And then to use the money there to purchase a U.S. Senate seat for their son.
You know, I remember I was one of the people who fought that. And people were saying to me, well, what about the Bucks? And I'm saying, what about the Bucks? The Bucks don't represent the people. That's a private owner for the most part. And they're not going to do anything to make life better for the citizens who had to give up something in order for them to be here.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you very much, my friend.
Of course. It's
always
great to be on.
Great. We're gonna,
great
we got to get
on.
You back. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. That's Tom Nelson. We'll be back.